Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. That's Jackie Wilson. It's bringing us back there, by the way. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Gene Griceman on this Memorial Day. His website is presidentlincoln.com. Right, Gene?
That is right. And by the way, I've got some new video on there showing me performing as Lincoln.
And you've got a book you're working on that you're going to launch on the show.
I'm working on a new book called Obama and Lincoln. And we're going to have a fine day when I come and talk about that. But
I can't wait for that debate. I can't wait for that discussion. Hey, Gene.
Yes, sir.
I've been talking a lot lately about what people have termed American exceptionalism. I believe America is exceptional. Of all the nations in the history of the world, I believe America is exceptional. Now, that doesn't mean that we're perfect. It doesn't mean that we belong on a pedestal. It doesn't mean that we don't have warts and all. It doesn't mean that we haven't made mistakes and done some things that maybe we wish we hadn't. But on balance, I think America is exceptional. I think there are a number of reasons that we can enumerate why America is exceptional, not the least of which are the people that we commemorate today, that we honor today, those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, oftentimes in service to people they didn't even know. And I believe America is exceptional, Gene, and I think when America is exceptional, the world benefits. What do you think?
I agree with you mainly. In that there are some things that America represents and has done which are truly remarkable and wonderful. I'll give you one, and Lincoln talked about it, and that is we are the biggest, boldest experiment and the longest-running experiment in the history of the world in people's government.
Mm-hmm.
That is, letting a government of the people, by the people, for the people. The Founding Fathers knew this was an experiment. And Lincoln actually used that word, experiment, to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are an experiment at showing that the people, ordinary people, are capable of governing themselves. That is exceptionalism. We've shown that it can be done,
and that when elections are contested, hotly contested, I mean, viscerally contested, when it's all over, you know, there are no tanks in the street, nobody has to go, the police officers don't have to come to the street and protect anybody. People just go about their business and accept it as for the most part as it's been decided.
There's another point, and that was the last point that I was trying to make, that we understand our past, that is that democracy, people's government, is always a work in progress. And the arc has always tended in America toward bringing more people in. You see, when the government was created, the United States, slaves were not considered a part of it. They were three-fifths of a person, as the Constitution enumerated them for census purposes. Then we opened it up for in the Civil War. We did away with slavery. Slavery was done away with. And then, belatedly, much later, we decided women should get the same rights as men. You see, so it's always moved toward more and more freedoms,
expanding the tent, the freedom tent.
Isn't that, that's a great way to put it? Making it a bigger tent.
and that's nothing partisan. I mean, both sides of the aisle, and in the name of America, America is exceptional to me. I love what General Powell, Colin Powell, said. He said America is the only country in the history of mankind that, when it conquers a nation, gives the country back to the people and asks for only enough land to bury their dead.
Most of the time we've done that. We tried to hold on to the Philippines quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gina, I've got to
wrap it up. It's Memorial Day. We're commemorating.
Would you have me back? It would be nice if you could do that someday.
Oh, Gene, quit. Stop it. for as long as I have a show, you're welcome here. You know that.
And I will come on as long as you have a show.
Happy Memorial Day, Gene. I'll
see you. Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I hope you have a safe and happy and free Memorial Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.